I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Hard to believe another year has gone by, and hard to believe I've done over 100 shows. Now, 100 shows are great, but there's a problem there too, and that is, the more shows there are available, the harder it is for you to find what you're looking for. And that's why I put together an alphabetized list of show subjects. Instead of randomly scrolling down the list of show notes in numerical order, you can quickly check the index for topics you're interested in. One thing I've found out from studying the statistics is that listeners mostly stick to the most recent shows. They don't bother scrolling down to check topics from the early days, and I think that's a mistake. The early shows have a ton of basic information in them, and newbies especially should start at the beginning, picking and choosing the shows that interest them most. The index can save you a lot of time. Want to know about searching parks? Listen to shows 6 and 48. Schoolyards? Show 54. The best way to get permission to search private yards? Show 46. For those of you who are fairly new to the show and haven't explored the earlier episodes, here are a few things I covered in the first year that you may have missed. How to handle onlookers, what accessories you need, how to get better depth from your detector, how to hunt sports fields, coin shooting, finding older coins, how to research, finding gold rings, and a discussion on the possibilities of making a living with your metal detector. Now, I think all of those are great programs, but very few people listen to them because they're so far down on the list. In the second year, I discussed books you should own, how to hunt hunted out areas, hunting log cabins and old farmhouses, finding hidden caches, old treasure magazines, relic hunting, treasure clubs, searching for indoor hiding places, treasure trove, why you should think twice about using contracts, the halo effect, and my most listened to program of all time, number 38, what to do when a policeman approaches you. In the third year, I covered long distance locators, you know, find gold at 3 miles, old drive-in theaters, the treasure I buried over half a century ago, headphones, digging tools, coil covers, internet treasure forums, using business cards, and my second and third most popular shows of all time, number 59, Choosing Your First Detector, Dan Names Names, and number 76, Swing Speed and Overlapping Your Swings. In year four, we talked about gold hunting, strip searches, Carl von Mueller, thrift shop finds, reality TV treasure shows, getting leads from small-town libraries, Facebook and the treasure hunter, rock tumblers, and handling the heat. Now, if any of those sound interesting to you and you haven't heard them yet, you've got some serious listening to do. Go to the index and find the shows that interest you most. The index is at danhughes.net/indext.htm. There's a link on the blog page. Just click it. And by the way, when my show ages another year, sadly, so do I. As of tomorrow, I'm 65. Yikes. Well, thanks for listening. And for a look at my book and some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.